Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I hope you're having a wonderful Monday morning. Thank you so much for joining me. We've had a great morning. We have Florida Blue Center with us. Tony Kistner and Sakemia Averhart with Florida Blue Center are here to answer all your questions, tell you about all things Florida Blue. It's going to be a great morning. How are y'all this morning?
Doing great. Thank you
good.
For having us.
Good. Awesome. It's good to have you. So tell me a little bit about what you do.
Well, at the Florida Blue Center, I'm part of the sales team. So a big part of my life is helping people navigate their choices and the process involved with signing up for health insurance for the first time, possibly changing plans. Maybe they're signing up to replace coverage that they've recently lost, things like that. So really help people solve problems in many ways.
Which can be very stressful.
Absolutely.
The health insurance field is just trying to find it, what you need. So you're a sales team lead and you're there to help them figure out exactly what they need, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's great. That's awesome. And Ms. Sakemia Averhart is a registered nurse.
Correct.
Awesome. And what is your role at Florida Blue?
So I'm a registered nurse, nurse navigator. We help members with their personal health assessments. We help the residents or the clients with their new diagnosis, medications,
oh, wow.
questions that they may have.
I didn't even know you had that resource with you. That's great. Mm-hmm. So it looks like you have yoga and nutrition classes.
Right. We also offer yoga and nutrition. We also offer Tai Chi weekly. And then we also have a community specialist. She's available to help provide any resources for anyone in critical assistance needs for things like food programs, transportation programs, any community resource needs that they may need. The community specialist is available.
Oh, nice. Yes. And Tony, so Florida Blue is the leading health insurer in Florida, correct?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. And I know we have Florida Blue Center in Pensacola. Is that just for the members or can anyone come?
No, the Florida Blue Center itself is really for anyone in the community who could use it. There are opportunities for people to talk to sales team like myself. Mm-hmm. There are customer service people. If you are a member and you want to talk to someone without calling a 1-800 number, you could certainly do that. And that's really, in my opinion, the reason that building is there is so that you can come and talk to people face-to-face. But those are, maybe member things, member-specific things. You absolutely do not have to be a member to attend most of the classes that are offered, the yoga classes, the different fitness classes, a lot of the educational opportunities are not, a membership is not required. You can also come to the different types of events. A couple weeks ago, we had a Spring Into Wellness event. Your Cat Country has attended them before,
okay.
But basically an opportunity for the neighborhood, the community to come in and talk to people from Florida Blue, but also we have different community groups represented. United Way of West Florida was there helping out with tax assistance, tax prep, their VITA program, volunteer income tax assistance. A lot of stuff like that happening that you absolutely did not have to be a member at all.
And how would the community learn about this? Is there a website they go to?
I mean, you can go to floridablue.com. You can also check out various social media outlets, Facebook and Instagram, things like that, although it's done more from the Jacksonville office than a local perspective sometimes. You can also come in and pick up a calendar anytime
okay.
you want. Sitting right on the front counter right when you walk in.
Where are you located in Pensacola?
We're at the corner of Airport and 9th Avenue in the Cordova Commons Shopping Center. Freestanding building right on the corner. Most people say that they know we're near Five Guys.
Which I was going to say Five Guys, Marshall's, Fresh Market, and that shopping center.
For sure.
That's great. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about healthcare. So this says personal help learning about your health insurance options. So that's something that I think everybody struggles with now in 2023 is what your personal health needs are. And you have options for everyone, right?
Absolutely.
You have different choices they can choose from and you're there to help them with that.
Yeah.
Perfect. It says many don't realize that 4 out of 5 people qualify for a health insurance plan that's $10 or less a month.
Yeah, there are a lot of different aspects to signing up for health insurance, but one of the forks in the road moments when we're going over the different options and plans and things, part of the Affordable Care Act, Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, says that if your income is in a certain range, the government will help you. They will pay for a portion of your premium. They call it an advanced premium tax credit. They base that, I mean, I'm simplifying things to a certain extent, but based on your household income and your taxable household size, there's also a part of the Affordable Care Act that says that there has to be a plan available for you that's no greater than 8.5% of your household income.
Oh.
So there are a lot of opportunities for the subsidy or the support from the government in that way.
That's awesome. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am here with Tony Kistner and Sakemia Averhart with Florida Blue Center. If you have any questions for them, insurance questions, maybe talk about yoga classes. Sakemia, you said that you will help people understand their diagnosis and their medication.
Correct.
So they can call you up and say, hey, I'm not quite understanding what's going on, and you're there to help them?
Absolutely, if they are a member.
If they're a member, okay. Correct. If you're a member, you can do that. But anyone can visit your location.
Correct.
Yes, and get information that way. If you have any questions, it's 437-1620. You can head on over to their website, right? Florida Blue?
Absolutely. FloridaBlue.com, and you can follow the tabs to find a location. You get access to all of our different events, the calendar itself you can download, sign up for email notifications.
Perfect. I was just looking up your website. What other things can they find on your website that would be helpful?
I mean, if you're a member, there are going to be resources there. You can log in. You can keep track of your claims, your benefits, information. If you're not sure how much a copayment, a doctor's visit costs, there are things like that. You can also search for different doctors that would take your insurance, which is particularly helpful if you're
visiting definitely
another part of Florida and you want to make sure you're going somewhere that's in the network, so to speak. A lot of different forms can be downloaded, claims forms and different things like that.
Let's talk about enrollment. So you have special enrollment circumstances. I mean, I know that open enrollment's over. So what ways that they have special circumstances where you could actually enroll now?
So the federal government allows for what they call a special enrollment period. Anytime that you're losing coverage that meets or exceeds the Affordable Care Act guidelines. So the government has this idea in their minds of a minimum level of insurance. That's what they actually call it, minimum essential coverage. And so if you're losing that coverage, if you're about to lose it or if you just lost it, you'd have a 60-day window to replace that coverage with something comparable that it was at least that level. There are exceptions to that. One of them, because of COVID-19, the government has actually extended that 60-day range. If you have lost coverage between today and as far back as January 1st of 2020, you can sign up and replace insurance, which is considerably longer than 60 days. There are also enrollment periods available for anyone whose household income is between 1 and 1.5 times the federal poverty level. So let's say $28,000 to $42,000 of taxable income. If you're a family of four, you could sign up for insurance anytime. There's also something happening where some of the different COVID support is being rolled back, particularly in the area of Medicaid. There are going to be millions of families in Florida that are affected by this and that are starting to be affected by this. People have been given an extra cushion when it comes to qualifying for Medicaid, and that is being taken away. So that group of people with Medicaid who maybe had it this whole time and wouldn't necessarily have qualified for it, their applications are being reconsidered.
Okay.
And as of last month, the state of Florida started sending out letters saying, hey, you need to reapply for this. It's leaving.
Okay.
And this could be something simple, like maybe 2-3 years ago when you signed up, you had a child under the age of 19.
Mm-hmm.
So then you qualified for Medicaid. And then they had that birthday, they're no longer in that age group, and you've been allowed to keep Medicaid but that's going to end. So in a situation like that, you've got a 60-day window in theory.
Okay.
But again, as far back as January 1st, 2020, you could actually replace your coverage.
Nice. I didn't know that. That's great news. Because I know if you got that in the mail, it would make you give you a little bit of anxiety as to what you're going to do. So
Absolutely.
So it's great that you're there to help them. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Florida Blue Center. You can text or call in your questions at 437-1620, or you can head on over to their website, floridablue.com. They are on Airport Boulevard, right there in front of what is the burger place you
Five
said?
Five Guys.
That's
the landmark. Everyone references it. I'm told it also used to be a Blockbuster video.
Oh, nostalgia. Yeah,
sad.
I remember those good old days where you were like hoping that the video was still there and running in. That was the best. I'm telling you, these children these days, they don't understand the pressure of running to the Blockbuster after school and hoping that the new release is still there. Remember when they had like the one behind it?
I absolutely do.
And you're like, oh. Okay, moving forward. Oh, goodness. So, Sakimia, tell us a little bit more about what your role is in. So you have yoga classes. You're there to help inform them with diagnoses, medications. What other options do you have, resources for them?
Oh, absolutely. For members, we're able to provide one-on-one health coaching. And like I said, we're also able to provide personal health assessments. We also can provide blood pressure checks for both members and non-members.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Oh, good. So they just walk in for that or they need to set up an appointment?
They can walk in.
Oh, perfect. It's great that you offer that. I know some people, they might get a little nervous, not know what about their medications, diagnosis, maybe a blood pressure check. Yeah, just walk in and you are there to help them. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Also, Tony, I was looking over here and it says that you can do a virtual enrollment.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I mean, we've always had the opportunity to sign people up over the phone using, you know, recorded lines, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been in person and in phone. And then with COVID, they kind of brought out a new program using, it's not Zoom, but it's like Zoom, Microsoft Teams. We can have video meetings and go over the entire process from start to finish.
Oh, good. I know that makes people a little, you know, feel a little bit more comfortable than having to go up there.
It's also convenient because there's some people with mobility issues who aren't able to actually come in. A lot of times the people who need the most help have the hardest time getting to us. And it also allows, you know, there are over 30 Florida Blue centers in the state now, but there are a lot of areas where it's not a convenient drive at all. Mm-hmm. It might be 2 hours to get to one. So the opportunity gives us just a bigger footprint, I guess, and we can help more people.
And how would they sign up for that? Would they just call your number?
I mean, you could call. You could also go to the aforementioned website and just look for a Florida Blue Center. In the upper right-hand corner of floridablue.com, it says find a Florida Blue Center. If you were to do that, if you were to type in your zip code, you know, 32504, it's going to send you to a way to choose between a salesperson, a customer service person, or a member of our care team, like Sakimia.
Okay.
And then once you've done that, you can select in-person, telephone, or virtual.
Yes, and on their website, you can shop plans, find a doctor, member resources, talks about them and what their mission statement is and how their story started, floridablue.com. They also have a phone number. Let me get it for you, 1-800-352-2583, and that's how they can help if you just want to call a general number if you have difficulty navigating the website, which is fine. They're there to help. If you would like to ask a question, you can text or call in 437-1620. We have Tony, he's a sales lead, and Sakimia is a registered nurse. They're there to help you. If you're a member, you can go over there, get your blood pressure checked. She can help you out for sure. This is over off Airport Boulevard, 1680 Airport Boulevard. Come by and see us. They definitely want to help you out there. I know in my own personal life, when I was searching for insurance, it does get difficult to figure out what do you need. You know, I feel like just right now they're just bombarded with so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great that you're there to help them out and determine, you know, what is it you actually need based on your income, maybe based on your health. So that's great. You're there to help them out.
There's a lot of information on the internet that can be confusing, particularly when people type in that they need insurance. The Affordable Care Act is going to give you certain guarantees. For example, a previously diagnosed condition in almost every case wouldn't be an issue. Which used to be a huge factor, but and it's actually the biggest, I think, attribute of the ACA is that, you know, you could have cancer and you don't have to worry about, you know, maybe maintaining, you don't have to stress about maintaining your employer plan. You could sign up for something and it would cover your treatments.
Really?
I mean, as long as it's not experimental and medically necessary, there are certain things that always have to be there. But for the simple version, let's say, it's covered. That's a big deal. And when you Google what insurance should I have or how do I sign up for insurance, whatever, you're going to get a lot of information about plans that don't necessarily comply with the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
There's really only a handful of choices in Escambia, Santa Rosa County. It's, you know, three, I think. And it's a lot easier to find insurance that doesn't check all those boxes if you go through the internet and just start searching things than you might think. It's very common for people to come in and we find out that the coverage they thought was a really good fit for them actually isn't what they were expecting.
Right. And sometimes you go online and they just already want you to start filling stuff out.
Yeah.
And then they have an agent call you and then you're still confused.
100 agents and you have yes, no exactly. idea what you even signed up for. When in doubt, I think coming in face to face is always the better way to go, particularly if something goes wrong. I think there's no substitute for being able to just walk in and speak to the customer service team and hand them a piece of paper and say, what the heck is this? As opposed to calling a 1-800 number and then explaining it, and maybe the call gets dropped, and then you just think you might give up on the whole thing.
Yeah.
why put
save
yourself
it for another
that?
Day? Yeah. That's what I do. Yeah. Save yourself. Go up there and let them help you for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. And Sakemia, what do you feel like is the biggest challenge for your members that you can help them with?
Well, like I say, I think it's best for them to just come in. They come in with an issue. We can just sit down and review whatever they have in front of them. Maybe it may be finding a doctor or which customer service helps with that. Or
I think finding a doctor is a big one. Mm-hmm. I know that's hard whenever you change insurances and you need a new PCP or you need a specialist. I do feel like that's a difficult one. But you can go on your website, right, and search that up under the plan.
Absolutely.
You absolutely can.
Yes, that's great. So that's floridablue.com. You can text or call in 437-1620. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Tony Kistner and Sakemia Averhart with Florida Blue. We're talking all things insurance. We talked about open enrollment and how it's over, but there are special. There is it says, for 2023 health coverage due to a special enrollment period. Mm-hmm. So have you recently moved, gotten married, changed jobs? A Florida Blue agent can tell you all the life events that qualify, correct? So we talked about, and you say it again about, you said that you have open enrollment for certain things, but was it, go back over those for.
Sure. The annual enrollment period that everybody gets to sign up for the very first time or change plans, what have you, there are different enrollment periods, but they essentially all overlap in the month of November. So loosely, you know, October, there's a couple of enrollment periods. Everything is happening in November, and then some of them start to end in December. But the last 3 months of the year, there's an enrollment opportunity. Outside of that, you have to qualify for this special enrollment period. For whatever reason, health insurance isn't like, you know, maybe auto insurance, where I can just call and have insurance start tomorrow. If you want the Affordable Care Act level of insurance that guarantees the certain things, you have to sign up in certain times of the year. And until recently, that was only the open enrollment period, or you were allowed a 60-day window. So it's really 120 days, but 2 months before, 2 months after the last day of your employer coverage, or the last day you move or get divorced, whatever, and your insurance is being, you know, taken away from you, you have 2 months to replace it. Because of COVID, the government extended that. So you could actually replace insurance that you lost as far back as January 1st of 2020.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of it's kind of a big deal.
That is a big deal, 2020.
Yeah, ordinarily it'd be 60 days and you'd come in and say, hey, I lost my insurance last December, I'd like to sign up. And I'd say, oh my goodness, I'm sorry. You're gonna be a little bit limited, particularly if you have a previously diagnosed condition. But that's not an issue right now.
Okay, so you can have a previously diagnosed condition, and it's been from 6 months to years now. Like, it went back to 2020 that you can...
You could replace coverage that you lost. Yeah, you could have quit your job on January 2nd, 2020, and your insurance ended right then, and then you've not given it a second thought, and then today you come in and say, I need insurance to start, what month are we in now, April, to start May 1st. Mm-hmm. And I would say, okay, no problem, and we would fill out a couple of applications, and 45 minutes later you'd leave with... probably health and dental insurance at least.
There you go. That's a great opportunity. That's great. If you'd like more information, you can head on over to their website, floridablue.com /center, and it gives you all the information. You can find a doctor, member resources. All that you need to know is on this website, or you can head on over to 1680 Airport Boulevard. They would be happy for you to come in, help them.
And when you're on our website, if you're looking at the locations, if you were to scroll down under the Florida Blue Center Pensacola, you'd see something interesting. It's a new addition to the Florida Blue model called the Mobile Florida Blue Center for Northwest Florida. So we actually have a mobile unit that goes around to different office parks and shopping centers and things in stretching as far from Pace to Crestview and down into Destin, Navarre. giving people an opportunity to, again, speak with someone, and maybe, you know, there's mobility issues, it's not convenient for them to drive all the way into Pensacola. So if you were to scroll down just under the Pensacola thing, you'd see that. And the reason I mention it is because that center, that mobile unit, is actually parked in our parking lot. We're going to be working out of it for the next 3 days while our building undergoes construction. So if that was something you're interested in seeing, it's sitting out there, and I was in one of the offices about an hour ago.
Oh, nice. Florida Blue, it's a mobile unit. Mm-hmm. That is really neat. And so it'll be out there if you want to go check that out. Again, it's 1680 Airport Boulevard.
It's like a work bus.
It's like a work bus.
Yeah, think of it that way.
Are you excited about working on the bus?
Yeah, I have some
change of scenery for a minute.
I'm not sure about driving the bus.
Do you have to drive it?
Possibly.
Oh no.
Yeah. When I was reading through some of the rules about that, there were some rules about how to make turns in heavy traffic that seemed maybe a little.
Oh no.
I thought maybe I'll call in sick that day.
Just lay on the horns, what I do. Like, get out the way. I'm coming through. First time I have to turn, it'd be over. I'm like, nope, I can't do it. I'm off the bus. So good luck with that, Tony. Yeah.
The good news is, if there's an injury, we do offer health insurance in the mobile unit. So
there you go. Y'all come on board. I know I just ran over you, but come on. I got you. Perfect. He's trying to find clients. That's
maybe
a little scary.
Maybe they don't want to talk to me, but that's no problem. There are others in the mobile unit that they can talk to. It's fine.
Let's just go find some clients on the streets as we run over them with the bus. That's a smart idea. Good business motto right there.
That looks bad. Come over.
Exactly. That's so funny. Right. But that's great. If you want more information, head on over to their website. Or if you have a question for Tony or Sakemia, 437-1620. Sakemia is a registered nurse. She was talking about, head on over there if you want your blood pressure checked for members. They have yoga classes, nutrition classes, blood pressure workshops. So is this just telling them, informing them, like maybe what high blood pressure is, what to look for, and maybe giving them a journal? Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we do have journals that we can provide, but basically they just come in and they can get their blood pressure check, and we review results with them when they're finished.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of tell them what to look for, too. Maybe they don't know what high blood pressure looks like, or the different levels of high blood pressure, when to call.
And we also refer them back to their physician.
Right. That's great. Medicare seminars are available, too. Is this for help them understand their insurance with Medicare?
It can. We have different educational services to help people understand what the Medicare process that they're approaching is all about. So that's a big part of what we do. You talk about confusing. That is, mm-hmm. Once you've mastered, or at least you feel like you've got a decent understanding of how all the other insurance that's not Medicare related works, then you approach Medicare and it becomes just a little bit different. Just different enough that it's confusing and it warrants an entirely new conversation. So we do offer educational services about that aspect of approaching Medicare, and then periodically throughout the year, we help existing members understand changes that might be coming next year to their existing coverage. So it just depends.
Oh, that's great. And also, one more thing, you have free fitness classes broadcasted on your Facebook page?
I think that's done more at the corporate office.
Oh, the
now.
Corporate office. Okay. You have a Facebook page that they can join, Florida Blue?
Yeah.
Okay, great. More information, floridablue.com. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I hope you
Thanks
have an amazing
us.
Monday and an amazing rest of the week. We'll be back tomorrow for more to come on Pensacola Expert Panel.